The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Welcome to Grace in Focus, this radio broadcast and podcast from the Grace Evangelical Society. Today, Ken Yates is speaking with Georgie and Oscar, who work with Grace Evangelical Society in Spain. I know you'll enjoy this episode of Grace in Focus, so stay tuned. Find out more about the Grace Evangelical Society and Grace in Focus by going to our website, faithalone.org. We also have a magazine called Grace in Focus, and the subscription is free if you live in the lower 48 United States. Otherwise, there's a cost for postage, but you can also get it online. That's Grace in Focus, our magazine, beautiful, comes out 6 times a year. Find out more at faithalone.org. Now, with today's conversation, here's Ken Yates with Georgie and Oscar.
I'm here at the National Conference, the GES National Conference near Denton, Texas at Camp Copus. And this year we've got some special guests. I have two such special guests with me right now. And we were just talking a minute ago. They're really not guests. They're more like family. And they are Oscar and Georgie. And they are, I don't know if they would get the award for the most miles traveled to get here, but it'd be close. They're from Spain. We got Oscar and Georgia here. Like I said, I know them through the Zoom classes that we do. They're very devout attenders to the Bible studies that we have with GES. We have a Bible study on Tuesday. We also have a Bible study on Saturday. They also attend Catherine's study, and they reminded me, and it slipped my mind, I don't know how. We do a Zoom class for our Sunday school class in South Carolina, and they are there pretty much every Sunday participating in that as well. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Go ahead and tell us who you are.
Hello, everyone. Thanks. We are so excited to be in the United States, but especially in this national conference. I am with my wife, and, well, we come from Spain, direct flight, 10 hours.
Right.
So we have plenty of time to read and to listen to good content. And we are learning a lot of things, but also we value fellowship, because in Spain we don't have the opportunity to find other believers who hold the free grace view. And that makes us feel a little bit isolated. So for us, like you said before, we are family.
Okay, that's exactly right. Now, Georgie, what do you think?
Hi, everyone. I totally agree. I was talking to Ken earlier, and I was saying, like, I came here. It's the first time we come to America. I got here, I felt like I was, visiting my family. And we know so many people. Obviously, we know Ken and Catherine because we've seen them since 2022, 3 times a week. Like, I think most family members don't see each other that much. So it's wonderful here. And I encourage other free gracers, other people to come to the conference international, because we have so much fellowship. Basically, Zoom is a great way to meet and talk about different things. And we grow a lot with the Bible studies, but seeing each other, seeing other people in person just makes fellowship even better, and it feels like home. And I wanted to thank Free Grace for good doctrine, but also for all these wonderful people here. We're really excited and even emotional. Today, I have to say, I got really emotional because I've seen so many people that I watched on YouTube for so many, not so many years. It's been 4 years, but very intense 4 years. And Oscar and I, we're blessed to be part of GS. He translates the blogs, and also he translated a book, Elizabeth. I highly recommend that book, by the way. And I help out with the podcast. I upload it on YouTube. It's in a video format, so it's a very little thing, but I guess many of you listen to it on YouTube, because YouTube finally is like number one platform many times. So GS has also a great website with so many resources, and also other languages, Italian, Russian, Portuguese, and I can't remember all of them, but like you should check out faithalone.org. And also this podcast, it has so many episodes. You should enjoy listening to it. Perhaps when you have like a 10-hour trip, you can listen to many, many episodes. So I'm going to let my husband continue.
Well, I just want to say that Georgie mentioned it here. I was going to say, well, tell us what you do for GES. And I have to admit, I have a soft spot in my heart for these folks because, as Georgie mentioned, they've translated, or Oscar's translated, one of our books into Spanish, and it was one that I wrote about my daughter, Elizabeth. He translated that into Spanish, and we've been able to get that into the hands of Spanish speakers, even in some regionals here in the States where we had a lot of Spanish speakers. And Georgie speaks like 415 languages, more or less. I don't know how many, but a lot. And obviously they're multilingual, and they do stuff for GES. And that's one of the reasons we're so excited to have them here. And I just found out, for example, that Oscar has a number of videos teaching people to speak Spanish. Tell us a little bit about that, Oscar. I'm going to take advantage of that.
Okay. What they found is that many people want to learn Spanish, but you have the grammar and all the, let's say, more traditional way of learning Spanish. But what many students want is just to speak. And what I created is a system where you can find content that is not so hard and it is not so easy. It's intermediate level. And my website, unlimitedspanish.com, it's free. The podcast is totally free. You can practice by listening and repeating through questions and answers. It is explained in the website, and I think it's a good thing. Even for many people who want to go to, as a missionaries, who want to share the gospel, at least to have a little bit of Spanish to understand and to be able to communicate in that language, because free grace needs to be spread in Latin America, for example.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically, or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace in Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org.
You both mentioned something there, Oscar. You and Georgie both did, I think, about the way it is in Europe. Tell me a little bit about that and how you found free grace. We hear a lot. My limited experience in Europe is, boy, it's a wasteland over there when it comes to the message of grace. So how did that work out for you, and how did you find free grace?
We consider ourselves new believers, relatively, since 2019. So we believed that Jesus gives eternal life to anyone who believes in him.
Now, did you have a Catholic background before that?
Yeah, but just as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? I believed in God. I got interested in debates about the existence of God and what it means to be a Christian. And then I saw that by reading verses like John 3:16, John 6:47, there is a promise. It's Jesus who says that, I give you eternal life. Just believe in me for that promise. If you read John 6:47, he who believes in me has eternal life. You believe that. You know for sure that you have that eternal life, because it's the format of a promise. Unless you believe that God, or Jesus, who is God, can break promises, then you have it. It doesn't depend on you. It depends on the promise. And we know that Jesus can't lie. We can know for sure that we have eternal life. That is a done deal. And as believer, now we are called to grow. And that's why it's so important to be in the Word and to renew our minds and to find true fellowship, not only just like a club, but fellowship based on sound doctrine, and little by little, we can grow, we can please the Lord, but not because we want to prove our salvation or we think we can lose our salvation, but because out of gratitude, we can experience the power of God in ourselves and to be able to please the Lord. That's, for me, free grace in a nutshell.
And how did you get connected with GES? You're over in Spain, and so how did that happen?
Well, in short, in 2019, we ended up in a self-lordship reformed church. Many things didn't add up with that theology that, yeah, it's by faith alone, but you have to persevere. You have to have like to show a change in your life, and then you have to persevere till the end. And then I had many conversations with a deacon. He made me study the Westminster Confession. I didn't like it because, okay, but this verse says this. Just explain this to me. He was not able. And what happened is that by looking up on the internet, I found one of Bob's videos.
Bob Wilkin,
yeah. Videos talking about just believing in Jesus for eternal life. That is what is required. And then everything was harmonized because there are passages for discipleship. There are passages for salvation, which is totally free. And that was, in my mind, was like clicking something. And then I was hooked. And then I sent a message to GS because I knew that they needed a translator. And I offered myself as a volunteer. I can translate. I'm so happy to help. And here we are.
Wow.
Recording this podcast.
I think Bob may already know that, but if he doesn't, I'll tell him. Georgie and Oscar are such a vital part of what we do at GES, and we're just thrilled that you did come upon the GES website. And by the way, that's a shout out to all the supporters of GES, because if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be possible. And just think about, just in the case of this couple sitting here with me now, they're in a country where there's very little free grace witness. And because of what we all do here at GES, they were exposed to sound teaching, in this case with the example of Bob. Well, listen, we're just thrilled to have you here. Thank you all for doing this, and it gives you a flavor of the kind of things you'll see at the conference. If you were here, you could even meet Oscar and Georgie. So come next year, and if the Lord delays his coming, maybe they'll be back here next year and you can meet them then. And in the meantime,
keep grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus, by emailing your name and snail mail address to GES@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. On our next episode, a free grace missionary to Mexico from South Africa. Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.